What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America on the free Odyssey app. Your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You could be locking in on SiriusXM 158. And if you got a smart speaker, go ahead and ask that smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I hope you had a terrific Tuesday. Shout-outs to everybody from coast to coast. My main man, Ryan Hickey, super producer and host, is holding it down for us in New York City. And we kind of teased this last night. There was a good possibility that today we would be talking about the elimination of the Los Angeles Lakers. And now the clock ticks on LeBron James, not just for what he's going to do next, but for how much longer we will see LeBron James playing in the NBA. Alan Sliwa is going to join us from Travis and Sliwa Show, covers the Los Angeles Lakers out in California. We'll talk about him. And not the only team that got the boot last night. The Pelicans are done. No shock, no surprise there with Zion Williamson still nursing a strained hamstring. I guess we won't see him for three more years the way that Zion Williamson heals. And then we have a couple of teams that can give some squads the boot tonight. And about an hour from now, the New York Knicks are going to be at home taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. The Knicks lead that series 3-1. And then later on tonight, we got the Pacers and we have the Bucks. Now, the Pacers are going to try to finish off the Bucks in Milwaukee. They lead 3-1. And, I mean, there's no Giannis. Damian Lillard is busted up. And so if the Pacers don't finish this tonight, shame on them. And then there's a game in the middle, the Orlando Magic and the Cleveland Cavaliers. That series is currently tied at 2-2. Hey, Hickey, does anybody care about the Magic and Cavs? Has anybody said anything?
I really hate to admit this. I didn't even know the game was tonight.
Yeah, who cares? It's like, whatever.
It is uninteresting. Forgot about series maybe of all time.
Not of all time. Come on.
Have you heard anyone talk about that series at all?
No. I've heard more about LeBron James in 1 hour today than I've heard about the Magic of the Cavs. It's just the facts. And the game, speaking of a game, the one that's going to take place an hour from now, Joel Embiid, who is, I now want to call Dirty Joel Embiid, he missed morning shoot-around earlier today. Okay? This man isn't just dealing with the bulky knees and the busted up legs. Joel Embiid had a migraine. And so for the guy who called last night and talked about he doesn't know about the legitimacy of Joel Embiid and his Bell's palsy, there's just always something going on with Joel Embiid. Maybe the fact that he can't close his eye and I don't know. Just we'll see in about an hour whether or not Joel Embiid is going to play. I would be shocked. And we said this, Hickey, before we even found out about a migraine. With the bum knees, we said Embiid has to be on the court, like play a minute and then realize you can't play, right?
Absolutely. Like, what would you put his percentage at between the knee, the Bell's palsy, and now the migraine out of 100? What would you say? I mean, I'm going to assume Embiid does play. What would you say his percentage is at?
Health-wise, on a scale of 0 to 100?
Yes.
One. It's got to be one, right?
I mean, I can't say it's much higher. My answer would be much higher. It is as bad as you possibly could have it. Why not? Add a migraine onto everything else. Why the hell not, you know?
I know technology is advancing at a rapid pace. If anybody needs a body transplant, a new body, it would be Joel Embiid, because he's just busted up. So busted up knees, a busted up face, busted up eye, and now dealing with a migraine earlier this morning. So hopefully the Sixers have industrial strength, Tylenol, acetaminophen, whatever they need to get him all set and ready to play against these New York Knicks. Jalen Brunson had 47 points in the last game. Of course, we'll keep you up to date as things continue on. Also, a very special guest later on in the show, probably in the last hour before we roll out, I had the pleasure of chatting it up with NASCAR's first autistic driver. His name is Armani Williams. Absolutely amazing what he's been able to do. And so we'll chat with him later on in the show. This is Autism Awareness Month, April. And I know it's coming to a close. It shouldn't be something that people just pay attention to, you know, for the month of April. So I wanted to bring some awareness. So we are going to have Armani Williams joining us, the first autistic NASCAR driver. This man has raced at Daytona. He's young, he's on the up and up, and I'm sure this won't be the last time that you hear from him. Speaking of the last time hearing from anybody, let's just cut to the chase. Last night, Jamal Murray sunk another shot that basically put the Los Angeles Lakers down. And it wasn't just to win a singular game. Jamal Murray shot last night. His 32nd shot pretty much ended the season for the Los Angeles Lakers. It ended LeBron James's 21st season here in the NBA. And the Nuggets, they didn't sweep the Lakers like last year, but the Nuggets win 4-1. And after the game, Jamal Murray spoke on TNT after that second buzzer beater, and he was asked about his emotions. Listen to Jamal Murray.
This one's a little better. I'm speechless, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a dream come true. You know, all these fans on your side and to get it done in this fashion, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what to say. I'm just happy for us.
Yeah, he's happy for us. Denver Nuggets move on to take on the Timberwolves, and that game will be Saturday. We'll dive a little bit deeper into that tonight and as the week goes on as well. The head coach of the Denver Nuggets, Michael Malone, he looks at Jamal Murray, and he's like, yeah, man, this dude is amazing.
For Jamal to add to his playoff lore by having two game winners in a series is just incredible. And the conversation before the game, without getting into too much detail, was an emotional one about him playing tonight. And as he just told me, he goes, I'm glad I played because I don't know if we win if I don't play tonight. I said, well, that's the understatement of the year. The kid's a warrior, man. I can't say enough good things about Jamal Murray. The bigger the moment, the kid just continues to shine, and I'm proud of him. I'm a tough cookie.
Yeah, Jamal Murray out here representing for Canada. And if you were just wondering, the other guy on the Nuggets, the other guy, Jokic, just a small game. 25 points, 9 assists, 20 rebounds. That's just the other guy on the Denver Nuggets. But the biggest name, the biggest star we know is LeBron James. 39 years old, has an opportunity to opt out or opt into his contract next season at $51 million, can ultimately sign a 3-year contract if he wants to tack on a 3-year commitment with the Los Angeles Lakers. This man has played more minutes in the NBA than anyone who has ever lived, and he's still balling out. I mean, in the elimination game last night, LeBron had 30, and so you just know. LeBron James was asked pretty much, hey, what the hell you doing next, LeBron? Tell us, what's next?
I just want to get on to the family, honestly. Start looking at the schedule, obviously. I got, my son, one of my boys is just trying to decide if he's going to, you know, enter the draft or go back to school. I got another kid that's playing AU ball right now. My daughter's playing volleyball. And my wife is doing so many great things. So it's about family right now. And then in a couple months, I got to go to Vegas for training camp. So, you know, I got to rest my body for USAB. But that's kind of the initial thoughts.
Hickey, LeBron James has had almost twice as long a career as Joel Embiid, maybe more than that. How the hell can LeBron James be healthy enough after all this time and Joel Embiid can't walk to the bathroom?
Maybe because LeBron spends $1 million a year on his body, and I'm going to assume Joel Embiid does not. That may have a little something to do with it.
You think he spends $1 million in Twinkies, or like what happens there?
Twinkie. I don't know what his. I don't know what his go-to is now that the Shirley Temples are kind of off the diet. No, that's like really the only thing he kind of talked about publicly in terms of what he likes to. I guess in that case, sip on. Well, right. Whatever he spent it on. It's not health food. It's not massage. It's not acupuncture. It's not cryo chambers or whatever the hell LeBron spends his $1 million on to make sure that he's as healthy as he could be at 39 years old. Clearly, two guys doing different plans.
Oh, most definitely different plans. I mean, we'd be damned. I would take the under on Joel Embiid playing NBA basketball at 39. I think he will be done and cooked by then. And so the Lakers got some questions. LeBron James has until June 29th to opt in or become an unrestricted free agent. And I got to be honest, is LeBron James going to another team? I doubt it. I'm sure LeBron James is going to stick around with the Los Angeles Lakers. I know, in the past, he surprised everybody. It was a surprise when he went to Miami. It was a surprise when he went back to Cleveland. It was a minor surprise when he ended up in Los Angeles with the Lakers. And so maybe LeBron James has another shock in store. But at this stage of his career, the end of his career, I can't see him rocking the apple cart and deciding to go elsewhere. I mean, I want you to listen to this question and the answer. This is from yesterday. It's pretty much, hey, did you play your last game with the Lakers? Listen to LeBron's answer.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
As simple as that. LeBron, he's like, hey, I'm not going to answer. I don't know. Maybe LeBron James learned from last year. Because last year in the Western Conference Finals, after the Los Angeles Lakers were swept by the same Denver Nuggets team, different version of it, that ended up winning the championship, LeBron James was, of course, asked about his future, and LeBron James last year had a little bit different of an answer.
We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
Oh, he had a lot to think about. And then we had to wait until July. And then we had to wait until the ESPYs. And then we had to wait for LeBron James to tell everyone that he was going to return. And that wasn't it for him. I don't think LeBron James is going. Does anybody think he's done? LeBron James is going to end his career like this? Getting smacked and punched in the mouth by the Nuggets again? LeBron James can't be done with the Los Angeles Lakers. And, I mean, you also got Anthony Davis there. This man is going to be a Laker through 2028. We shouldn't expect to see LeBron James in 2028. And so Anthony Davis is still going to be there. LeBron James is still going to be there. But what about the head coach? What about Darvin Ham? This man has a 90-74 record, took the team to the Western Conference Finals last year, but then gets punched in the mouth here in the first round. Goes through a million rotations throughout the course of the year. Players don't necessarily believe in him. They're kind of tuning him out. The body language in front of the cameras, it's just bad. And so if anybody is going to get the boot, I would think it's going to be Darvin Ham. Of course, in the world that we live in, Darvin Ham had to answer these questions about his job security. And he said, I ain't worried about nothing.
It is what it is, man. I'm not going to feel sorry for myself or ourselves. It's an unbelievable franchise to represent. Couldn't ask for a better governor, a better president of ops than Rob Pelinka, you know, Jeannie Buss. But I've seen a lot in my first 2 years in this seat. So I'll continue to work, get better, and control what I can control.
Coaching LeBron and AD at this stage of their career, you being a first-time head coach with the scrutiny that comes with this, how do you capitalize all this tonight?
It's a great question. Maybe at some point later on I'll give you an answer. It's been a hell of a 2 years, though, I tell you that. Sitting in this seat, it's been a hell of a 2 years.
Well, why the hell they asked him this next question, I don't know. I feel like it's a matter of trolling of the head coach. Darvin Ham was also asked about what the team needs to do to be successful. Listen to this.
Stay healthy. you take a lot of flack for your rotations and all of that, but rotations are secondary. The primary is health.
Oh, Hickey, he's saying our guys are not healthy, right? That's what he said? That's why they sucked?
That's why they sucked, because LeBron missed all those games, right? And AD missed all those games? And Austin
it sounds like it.
Was out a lot, right?
Well, look, the NBA Finals ends the latest day, I think, Sunday, June 23rd. When does this man get fired as head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers? They're going to wait until the postseason ends to not, I don't know, make noise throughout the NBA playoffs, right? They're going to wait? He got a job for about a month and a half, two more months?
No. I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to do it this week, right?
Oh, no. Wow. This week?
Why wait? You're going to wait a month? Oh, I know. This
2 months.
2 months.
Yeah, no.
Just to fire him and then what?
You're right. You got to kiss LeBron James' ass now, right?
Oh,
just in case. Yeah. And, I mean, there's so much butt-kissing that they already have to do for LeBron James. I mean, let's really dive into this. His son is eligible for the draft. LeBron James is eligible to be a free agent. The Los Angeles Lakers need to upgrade the roster. Nobody particularly cares for Darvin Ham when it comes to the dude being a head coach. The Los Angeles Lakers, the Dallas Cowboys, they are like two peas in the pod. And why do I bring up the Cowboys? Because they just came out of the draft. And sure, Jerry Jones is leaving a lot to be desired when it comes to roster construction. The Los Angeles Lakers got run out of the gym. They had a coach that the players didn't even believe in. And unfortunately for a 39-year-old LeBron James, as healthy as he has been, you can only expect him to play about 60-plus games now a season. He needs help. And it's not Anthony Davis. And obviously it wasn't Frank Vogel, even though they won a championship in the bubble. It's not Darvin Ham. Maybe they need to pull Phil Jackson out of a time machine. Maybe they need to pull Shaq out of a time machine. Maybe Michael Jordan has the fountain of youth. And then maybe the Los Angeles Lakers can turn things around. The season ends in a disaster. But at least if you follow the mayor of Los Angeles, she said, and this is not a joke, she said, congratulations to our Lakers, that at least they won the in-season tournament. Nobody in the office watches basketball. Her office can do better, a whole lot better. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot to do, a lot to get into. I already told you, we're going to talk more Lakers. We're going to get into Bronny. And we're going to talk about all these hurt guys. Porzingis is hurt now. And we'll talk about Embiid on the other side. And Kawhi Leonard, I think he still tries to play basketball. We got the interview with my main man, Armani Williams, the first autistic driver in NASCAR. At the end of the show, of course, I'm going to tell you about multiple things that happened this day in sports. Hey, in the Wayback Machine, at one point in time, the NBA was on NBC. We might have that again into the future. There's a lot to do, a lot to discuss. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Congratulations. You are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4227. That is 855-212-4227. And we can talk more Lakers. We got more of that coming up throughout the course of the show. We'll talk about Bronny James. We'll dive into LeBron and his future, etc., and on and on. I got to tell you, though, we got an update on the other Los Angeles team. Because right now, the Dallas Mavericks and the Los Angeles Clippers, they're tied 2-2 in this series. They don't get back into action until Game 5 tomorrow. And the Los Angeles Clippers, to the shock of nobody, they're missing Kawhi Leonard. Okay, Kawhi Leonard missed the first two games. He tried to play in the last two. And he couldn't even show up in Game 4. And Kawhi Leonard is basically the walking wounded. I mean, in Game 3, he only played 25 minutes. Before this, he missed about an entire month as the regular season came to a close, missed the start of the postseason because it's Kawhi Leonard. And there's always something going on with his knee, and this time he's been out due to knee inflammation. And so we've heard it all before. Before Game 4, when he couldn't play, and now we know that he's not playing tomorrow, Lawrence Frank, who runs the whole shebang for the Clippers, he spoke and he says, look, man, I don't know when Kawhi's coming back. Nobody does.
The obvious question I know is coming, so I'll beat you to it. When's he coming back? Can't tell you a timeline. I wish I had a crystal ball. It will just basically, until he can show that he can make all the movements that he needs to make, that's when he'll come back. That will be the time frame.
Hickey, that means next season for like game one, and then he'll come back in December, right?
Probably. Yeah, that sounds about accurate to me.
Kawhi Leonard, God bless him. Before the knee inflammation, he played 68 games this year. 68. And you know what the crazy thing is? Even when Kawhi Leonard was at his best with the San Antonio Spurs and finals MVP and what have you, I mean, those final two seasons, he played 72 and 64 games. He has never, ever played more than 74. And this was in 2016-17. And I don't expect any player to go out there and bust it to 82 games or even push 80. But Kawhi's games since he came into the league in 2011, it kind of runs off like this. 64, 58, 66, 64, 72, 74. 9 games that year in San Antonio where he basically said, my quad sucks, I'm not playing. The year they won a championship with Toronto, he played 60 games. And his first year, Los Angeles, 57, 52, 52, and 68. He has just been, and he's 32. He's going to be 33 years old in June. Next month, about a month and a half, he's going to be 33 years old. And I don't know. The amount of money that gets thrown at the players, whether it's Embiid, a Kawhi Leonard, it's difficult. I want to humor myself. I actually want to hear from Kawhi Leonard, because when he talks, it's like Bill Belichick without being a jerk. He's just a robot. And so Kawhi Leonard was asked, hey, this is after game 3, where he could only play 25 minutes. Hey, man, why did you only play 25, Kawhi? Why didn't you play more? Listen to this.
Just didn't respond the way we wanted after the first game, but, you know, we're going to get it right.
We're going to get it right. For when? When has Kawhi Leonard's body ever been right? I think the answer is pretty much never. His body has never been right. And as he approaches 33 years old, I don't know when his body will be right. And so the Los Angeles Clippers, I'm sorry, God bless them that they have this series tied a 2-2 versus the Mavericks right now. Mavericks, in essence, a two-person team with whatever other depth helps pick things up. But the Clippers might as well get ready for vacation, just like the Los Angeles Lakers. At least the Clippers will be moving into their own building next season, the Intuit Dome. They'll have an entire wall of wild fanatics. They get first dibs on seats and tickets. They'll have tons of restrooms, so you never have to wait to not see Kawhi Leonard not play basketball, and you can watch Russell Westbrook from the front, you know, curse at fans who call him Westbrook. And then James Harden will be back, likely on a new contract. The Clippers, Hickey, is it? This is not exactly the Suns, but this is another team with a bunch of names that's, they're just taking these names into the new building. The Clippers aren't going to win anything, man.
I'm with you. I'm with you. They are a team, like really the Lakers, that's built from with players that what about what they did in the past, right? At this point, Kawhi, you just can't rely on him to be a big time player. Paul George, ironically or maybe sadly enough, is playing really well this postseason. The problem is he's doing it by himself right now without his running mate and Kawhi not being available. But it's, I'm with you. This is some big star headliner names, but it comes to actually competing for a championship. No, not happening.
Who wins the championship first? The Lakers or the Clippers? The Lakers, right?
Oh, good.
By accident?
I would say the Clippers, honestly.
Wow.
Steve Ballmer, he's willing to pay. And I think whether it's eating contracts, going over the luxury tax, I don't think he minds paying if it means getting big stars in the building. I think he'll make drastic moves.
Wait a minute. Speaking of injuries, what the hell is this about? Mike Trout is going, he's undergoing knee surgery for a torn meniscus. The man leads baseball with 10 home. Speaking of, how is Mike Trout hurt already? What happened to Rendon pulled his hamstring. Rendon is out for like forever. He doesn't even care about baseball. And Mike Trout is having surgery for a torn. You cannot make this stuff up. I thought the athletes were supposed to be bigger and fat. Chris Finch will be back on the bench, and I get it. He's a coach. Oh, my God. Hickey, when is he just going to quit? Mike Trout, he's never going to quit, right? Never.
Never, but I would quit if I was an Angels fan.
Oh, my God.
Shohei's on the other side of town killing it, and now the only reason to go watch the Angels is now out for a significant amount of time. Oh, boy. Oh,
they
boy.
They said that the injury here for Mike Trout is not season ending. And I say to myself, well, have you seen Mike Trout go down? Mike Trout has gone down and he's disappeared. This sucks. And I know Artie Moreno went through he's the owner of the Angels. He went through the whole exercise last year of whether or not he should have traded Shohei Ohtani. He said, no, I can't trade him away, even though he may walk for nothing. And then he went through the whole exercise of, I might sell the team. And then I guess he didn't feel like he was going to get the value from it. And so he ended up keeping the team. If there is a squad, I got to be honest, and not that people in Los Angeles, I think, care. If there was a team in California who was going to end up in a new location, it should have been the Angels, okay? They could have left the damn Oakland Athletics in Oakland instead of parading them out to Sacramento before they go to Vegas. The Angels are basically encroaching on Los Angeles anyway. They basically steal the name. They were the Anaheim Angels, the LA Angels, the California Angels, and now they're the stupid what? Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim? Like, move them. The owner doesn't want the team. I don't know why they have fans. Anybody worth a damn is probably a fan of the Dodgers anyway. Rendon doesn't like baseball and will tell you it's not a priority. Shohei Ohtani, as Hickey said, went up to the Dodgers. And Mike Trout is hurt again. And I guess if you want to look at the positive side of this for Mike Trout, it's not his back. The back that they said he has to deal with spinal stenosis. I mean, Mike Trout is somebody else who's going to be 33 years old come August. Mike Trout can't stay on the field to save his life. Mike Trout cannot do anything for this team. This also happens to be a man who is eligible to leave and said he's not going anywhere. Mike Trout out indefinitely with a torn meniscus. It's just, it's not even May yet. And Mike Trout is already out with an injury. You can't make this stuff up. Maybe between Kawhi Leonard, Mike Trout, Joel Embiid, Hickey, am I missing anybody? I'm trying to put together an injured guy's support group.
I mean, he's not injured right now, but he is, I feel like, always injured every game. Anthony Davis, if you want to throw him in there.
He could be the leader of the group, yeah.
Maybe first man off the bench because he's relatively healthy this year.
Zion could be on the
Zion, good one.
He could be in charge of the food, right?
Yeah, Zion could, well, that's for sure.
Yeah, Zion could bring the refreshments. Anthony Davis could lead the group. Mike Trout, well, what the hell would he do? I don't know. He'd provide fitness tips but still be hurt. I think. This is terrible. You can't make this stuff up. Mike Trout having knee surgery. It's not even May. It's miserable. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The Los Angeles Clippers wasting everybody's time out here. I guess it's something in L.A. Anthony Davis hurt. Well, at least he's been healthy. Mike Trout now also hurt. Kawhi Leonard hurt. At least Shohei Ohtani, he's good. Now, Shohei Ohtani just gets robbed. I don't know what's worse, being hurt or being robbed, but he got a lot of money. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk about a basketball team that at least they are on the up and up, and they are awaiting the winner between the Clippers and the Mavs. I'm talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder. They got rid of Zion's team because Zion, guess what, can't stay healthy. We're going to show some love to another team that actually eliminated somebody. We're going to talk about the Thunder. And then we're going to get into all these new international players taking the NBA by storm. We're going to talk some Chicago Bears football. We got a lot to do on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. That is one hell of a compliment. Thank you so much for the kind words. It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, right before we went to break, we were talking about injuries. Ironically, we were sitting here talking about Kawhi Leonard not playing in this series against the Mavs and not knowing when he's going to return with the inflammation in his knee. If I were a betting man, I would say we won't see Kawhi Leonard until like next season, unless the Clippers win this series and they can go ahead and move on and take on Oklahoma City. But we'll get into Oklahoma City in a bit. As we were talking about Kawhi Leonard and his injury history, and now he's dealing with knee inflammation, the Los Angeles Angels, Mike Trout, who burst onto the scene as a teenager, got himself a gigantic contract, is going to make about $35 million through 2030. Yes, let me tell you again. This is 2024. Mike Trout is going to get paid until 2030, and he is out right now with knee surgery. He has a torn meniscus. They don't know when he's going to be eligible to return. They're talking about how he is not going to be out, expected not to be out the entire season. So there's a sliver of hope that he returns. Knowing his injury history, I wouldn't bet on it. And this is just awful. Like, the hits just keep on coming for the Los Angeles Angels. Shohei Ohtani, gone. The team owner wanted to sell the team last year. Fans were ready to get him the hell up on out of there. And then he just changed his mind. You got a player in Anthony Rendon, who they also gave a gigantic contract to. Like, before the season starts, he talks about how baseball is not a priority for him. They gave him a 7-year deal, $245 million. And then two weeks ago, he has a strained hamstring. He cannot play. The Angels are cooked. I don't know why their fans would even give a damn. And so Mike Trout, for these terrible Los Angeles Angels, who already have a record of 11-18, are on the road to absolute nowhere. They got Mike Trout. He's leading Major League Baseball with 10 home runs. His batting average is only about .220. I guess that doesn't matter to anybody anymore. Now he's out with this knee injury. Mike Trout spoke to the media actually a few minutes ago, and he detailed when he started to feel some of this discomfort. Listen to this.
Crazy, because when I look back, I'm like, I don't even know when I did it. Third inning, after the inning was over, I was running in to the dugout. And I felt like a little bit of an ache in my knee. Like, not like serious ache. I was like, oh, that was weird. Didn't think anything of it. Was hitting, running, didn't feel nothing. You know, scoring from second, nothing. It was just like after when I did activity, when I sat down, and I got back up, that's when I started feeling it.
Hickey, did I hear him correctly? Did he say he felt the first twinge when he was running to the dugout? Is that what he said?
That is what he said. Yes, sir.
What is he on the Giancarlo Stanton workout plan? Like, you can't run on a basic anymore?
And somehow when he's hitting him, when he's running, I don't know if it's the adrenaline that just cancels it out, but doesn't feel it. That's just bizarre. Very bizarre.
he was supposed to, between him and Bryce Harper, and this is why baseball is so crazy. We always think about, you know, football and longevity, and you got a quarterback, it's only one hit that ends you. Between Mike Trout and Bryce Harper, these two were supposed to be like the faces of baseball for the next 10, 15, maybe plus years. And sure, yes, when it comes down to a professional athlete, how can anybody project out that far? It's almost impossible. But when you start off as teenagers and prodigies, this was the expectation. We started hearing about these dudes in high school. Mike Trout coming out of New Jersey. I remember hearing about Bryce Harper in the cover of magazines and coming out of Las Vegas. These two baseball players were looked upon as baseball's version of LeBron James. And LeBron James is still rolling. LeBron James is still winning. Mike Trout he can't smell the playoffs to save his life. And Bryce Harper has gotten close, but close isn't good enough. Baseball is a difficult game, as we all know. It's just sad. I feel bad for fans of the Angels. I don't know who roots for them. I don't know who cares. If I'm in L.A., I'm just like, hey, I'm just going to root for the Dodgers. But this is just it's just sad. Hickey, he's gonna make all this money. He's not going to quit one day, right? He's not going to get 3 years down the line and say, I'm beaten up, I'm broken down. Is he going to be on the Angels in 2030?
Wow. 2030? I mean, I hate to say it, but at this point, I don't see that answer being yes. Spinal stenosis. I mean, he's been injured and banged up the last few years, been unable to finish seasons. It seems like, I hope I'm wrong, but it seems like right now his body's almost breaking down right in front of us. 6 years from now, so he'd be like 39, 40? I don't think so.
He missed half of last season. He had to go, he had to have wrist surgery last year. He missed 80 games last year due to wrist surgery. The year before that, his back injury with the spinal stenosis, he missed more than 40 games. The man has missed about 250 games over the past two seasons. He had a big old calf injury that took him out for a huge stretch in 2021. And if you want to read Mike Trout's injury history, it reads like it just goes on and on and on. It reads like a what?
Reads like the Bible?
It reads like the Bible. He's going to need different chapters for every part of his body that doesn't work. I can't recall. And, you know, typically when you think about injuries like this, you think about pitchers. You don't think about somebody that's necessarily playing the field. Now, Mike Trout he's built like a truck. The man's built like a linebacker. Some people's bodies just don't hold up. And it is sad. And here we have it. This man, who's a three-time MVP, let's not talk about his career like he's been asked. He has been one of the best when he's been healthy, but that's like few and far between, especially recently. He is 1-for-12 over his last four games. He's batting just 154 over his last 17 games. And that knee has to been feeling like some crap for quite some time. This is the bad part about baseball. That even at this point of the season, that there are teams that you could completely just throw out the window. Like, there are teams that have no chance in hell. The Angels, their fans know they ain't doing a damn thing. The White Sox in Chicago, they are the worst team in baseball, 6-23. The Astros, and I guess this is a pleasant surprise, except for all my people who love the Astros in Houston, they're 9-19. I don't even know how you put a baseball team on the field has six wins. The Marlins are 6-24. Hickey, the Mets haven't played the Marlins yet, right?
No, not yet, unfortunately.
Unfortunately? Oh, yeah. When they play them.
Fatten up on the fish.
Yeah, fatten up on the fish. How do you go to them? What do the Marlins do to get people to show up to the games? I don't even think you can give away. Do they have to give away money?
That could be a cash giveaway. Come here and we'll give you $50. Is $50 enough?
To go see the Marlins?
On like a Tuesday night, you think?
I would show up for $50 to go see the Marlins, yeah.
Marlins, Pirates.
Oh,
$50 on a Tuesday. You in?
I would, yeah.
Okay.
They got to pay for me to get there and the food. Yeah, right.
Well, I was just going to say, I think it's just, here's a crisp 50. Everything else is on you.
It might be a wash by the time I get in. Well, they can't charge the ridiculous prices that some of these other places do, right? You can't do that.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about getting in.
Yeah, but I mean, if your baseball team only has 6 wins, like the Marlins can't charge people, hey, come see the Marlins, if it's $16 for a beer, they can't do that in Miami. You can't do that.
I mean, maybe they try to get you with ticket prices instead.
Hey, you know what? When we go to break, I'm going to look up how much it costs to go to a Marlins game, okay?
All right.
How much you think? What do you think I could get in for at the cheapest this week? $8?
I would say even $4. Without
$4 to go see
town,
the Marlins?
I would say so.
6-24 down in Miami. And then meanwhile, you got this team in Los Angeles, the Angels. They are 11-18. I expect that record to go even further down the toilet. No Mike Trout. Out with the torn meniscus. Let me see if I can buy a Marlins ticket for $4 to $8. It's a possibility. It really sucks. My apologies to all the Angel fans out there. All 5 of them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how much a Marlins ticket cost. We're going to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder. We're going to get into the Chicago Bears. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move. Infinity Sports Network.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.